From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Salieron de San Isidro, procedentes de Tijuana, traían la llanta del carro repletas.
And you're listening to Los Tigres del Norte's 1972 breakthrough hit, Contrabando y Traición. It's a song which, despite a cheery tone and instrumentation, tells a dark tale of two lovers trafficking marijuana in the tires of their car. And it's a story that ends in betrayal and murder. The song is what is called a narco corrido, or a drug ballad. After returning from a two-year stint teaching grade school in one of the most dangerous parts of Honduras, Ted Griswold and Chris Valdez found themselves wanting to return. Now they're raising funds on Kickstarter for a documentary film about Honduras' most famous underground drug ballad band, Los Plebes de Olancho. And Ted Griswold joins us now. Ted, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Olancho. This is where you lived for 2 years. What is it about this place that inspired you to pursue this project?
Well, Chris and I both really fell in love with Olancho when we were there. It's got a very unique culture based in ranching. So most people identify kind of with a cowboy aesthetic. They all wear sombreros. They all have pistols and big belts and boots. Chris and I just loved that it was very different from Boston and Virginia, where we both come from. But part of this project is just because we really want to go back and be there again.
What role do these narco corridos, this kind of music that pretty much glorifies drug dealers and violence, play in the cultural life of Olancho?
Well, you'll hear narco corridos in a lot of different settings if you live in Olancho. Everyone from children to people your grandparents' age will be listening to this music. Taxistas, a lot of times, will be blaring it as they drive their clients around town. It's pretty common on weekends to go out to the countryside and grill meats and hang out by rivers. Mm. And a lot of times you'll bring a boombox or a sound system and blast narco corridos.
So this band, Los Plebes de Olancho, which is the subject of your documentary, what sets them apart from other narco corrido bands? Why are you following them?
Well, this is the band that hails from Olancho. Since they're natives of the province, they tell the stories of the drug lords and the drug trade in the region. And people also just follow them because they sing about the local culture and people are just proud to have a popular band.
We found what sounds like a bootleg recording of Los Plebes de Olancho on the internet. Let's get a sense of what they sound like.
Había una fiesta en la sierra, las metralletas tronaban. Había perico y licor, muy a gusto la pasaban.
Ted, can you tell us what that song is about?
Yeah, this song is about a boss. You can kind of assume that it's a crime boss who's throwing a party for his men who he trusts, is actually the words that they use. It talks about a lot of the drinking and drug use that's going on at the party and also how they're shooting guns off into the hills.
I'm thinking about the American tradition of songs about the outlaws, you know, the Jesse James songs or the Al Capones or Pancho and Lefty. What is it about these songs that capture the imagination of the population there in a place that's riddled with violence?
Well, what Chris and I found is that a lot of times the acts of violence that happen among the drug lords are not reported on by mainstream media. And so they're just talked about by word of mouth. And the only real public forum that these events are discussed are in the songs of narco corrido bands. We think that the songs serve as a forum to discuss these violent events that are otherwise not really touched.
Do you know if there's any crossover between narco band members and drug smugglers?
We don't know that, although, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. We have heard stories of drug lords actually hiring these bands to write songs specifically about them, uh-huh. I guess to spread their name or to make themselves more popular.
Like the song we heard, for example, do you know if this is based on a fictional story or reality?
I asked some of my friends in Honduras and they said, just listening to the words, they know the person that the song is singing about. It says at the end of the song that we are not going to say his name, but that's only because you should already be able to figure out who it is through the song.
A lot of comparisons between the sort of bravado of American gangster rap and the narco corrido bands of Central America. Do you think the narco corridos may feed off American rap?
I'm not sure if there's a direct dialogue between the two genres, but I definitely see the comparison because both are glorifying the drug dealers and drug lords. But I'd say one big difference is that while gangster rap comes from cities in the United States, narco corridos come from the countryside, which is the more lawless part of Central America.
Do people make that connection, though? I mean, we've heard horrible stories about the violence in Central America of people being dissolved in vats of acid and, you know, severed heads delivered as messages. Do people there connect this music, which romanticizes criminality, and the actual drug smuggling trade and violence that's really hampering economic and social life in several Central American countries?
A lot of people are in Honduras who listen to narco corridos are conflicted by the music because they know that this whole drug enterprise cripples their society and causes a lot of the social problems and the terrible violence that we see. But at the same time, the songs are sexy and popular. So people like to talk about these drug lords and glorify them despite realizing that they're damaging their society.
How about the prohibition of the narco music? Do you think it enhances its popularity in some way?
That's definitely a possibility. The big bands in Mexico, like Los Tucanes de Tijuana and Tigres del Norte, both got much more famous after they were outlawed. So yeah, I'd say that's definitely a possibility.
Ted Griswold, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ted Griswold and his colleague Chris Valdez are raising funds on Kickstarter for a documentary film about the narco corrido band Los Plebes de Olancho. You can find more about their project at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you for your listening time today. You can follow up with anything you heard on our Facebook page or by following Word of Mouth on Twitter. If you'd like to share something you heard with a friend, go to wordofmouthradio.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more stories, best told by Word of Mouth, tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent,
and Bill Barry.
And senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with plenty of help from our interns,
Molly Donahue
and Logan Shannon.
Sarah Plord is our digital producer.
And Dan Colgan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program
are those of the individuals,
and not those of NHPR, its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast
and listen to past shows, go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr.
Follow us on Twitter.
And check out a playlist of music from the program
on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire
Public
Radio.